Welcome. My name is Ali Abbas Asgharavi from the VA South Central Mental Illness Research, Education, and Clinical Center, and I will be the host for the podcast. This is part two of a two-part series about sexual assault. We want to caution listeners that we will be discussing sexual assault, which might be difficult for some to hear. Part one was an introduction to the topic. Today, we will learn about resources VA has for veterans who experience or use sexual assault. We are joined again by Dr. Jennifer Kinetic, the National Program Manager for the Megabus Pilot, a two-year project run by the VA's Intimate Partner Violence Assistance Program, also known as IPVAP. Welcome, Dr. Kinetic.
Thanks so much for inviting me back. I'm looking forward to sharing the work we're doing at VA.
Let's get started. Dr. Kinetic, could you tell me about the resources VA offers to those using or experiencing sexual assault?
Gladly. Every medical center has an Intimate Partner Violence Assistance Program Coordinator, or IPVAP Coordinator, as we call them. And they can provide resources and care to veterans who are using or experiencing sexual assault. Many other VA clinicians are also trained to work with veterans. I think that's important to highlight those veterans who've either experienced or used sexual assault. And I really want to emphasize that there is no wrong door to getting care. You can talk to your primary care team, any social worker, a mental health provider, care manager, or contact your local IPVAP coordinator. They can help you connect to individual counseling, group therapy, and support in the community when needed. These VA services are available in person or virtually. We strive to really empower veterans to take a lead in their care.
It's good to know that VA is so open to care for veterans who may have experienced or used sexual assault. As we move forward, could you share information on the programs VA offers specifically for those who have experienced sexual assault?
Yes, there's a range of services for veterans. Courage is a group therapy for veterans who've experienced sexual assault. RISE is an individualized therapy for veterans who've experienced IPV, including sexual assault. Many VAs can also get veterans connected to general mental health or trauma-focused care as needed. The IPVAP website is a great resource for veterans to learn more. More information, resources, and the IPVAP coordinator directory can be found on our website at www.socialwork.va.gov slash IPV.
It's great to hear the VA has specialized treatments for veterans who have experienced sexual assault. Could you tell us a little more for those interested in seeking care?
Sure. So many veterans who've experienced sexual assault may struggle with trusting others, feeling safe, needing to be in control, or feeling insecure about themselves. Courage is approximately a 12-week-long group for any veteran who might need help in some of these areas. For those veterans who are currently in an unhealthy relationship where they have experienced sexual assault by their partner, RISE might also be a helpful option. Veterans come to session each week and they get to pick the topic they want to work on. The veteran is in charge of their own treatment.
Thank you for sharing all these resources. Dr. Kinetic, what steps do you recommend for a veteran who may have experienced sexual assault?
First, we really don't want to push reporting sexual assault or push care on anybody. We honor where people are and their comfort talking about sexual assault. If they are ready, they can talk with a clinician with whom they feel safe. If they do not have a trusted provider, they can reach out to the IPVAP coordinator for help to seek a provider who meets their needs. Veterans can ask any staff member for a referral to their local IPVAP coordinator.
A veteran who has experienced sexual assault has a number of resources and pathways for care. However, veterans may also use sexual assault. What are services for veterans who use or even worry that they may use sexual assault?
IPVAP also offers services for veterans who use IPV, which can include sexual assault. Strength at Home is for veterans who use violence. While it is not specifically focused on the use of sexual assault, I think it can be helpful for our veterans who are struggling with their anger and want to develop healthier relationships with their partners. Many IPVAP coordinators are also connected with local domestic violence organizations who can help veterans with relationship health and safety.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Kinetic. To recap, VA offers several forms of assistance for those who may be experiencing or using sexual assault. Before we end, though, would you like to share any additional resources for veterans who are underserved?
In addition to the local IPVAP coordinator and MST coordinator, many facilities have an LGBTQ plus care coordinator who can help connect veterans with care. The Office of Minority Veteran Health also has coordinators who can connect veterans to needed care. I want to add that VA strives to meet veterans where they are and support their recovery. If you or a veteran you know has experienced or used sexual assault, talk with them about seeking help from VA with the Veterans Crisis Line by dialing 988, then press 1.
Thank you for letting us know about those additional resources. This brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you to our listeners for joining us and learning about the VA resources for veterans who use or experience sexual assault.